We'll start from the beginning. Today we'll talk about some fundamentals. The Gemara, the Mishnah, start with the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, Samach Amud Beis, Ezu Neshech Vezu Tarbis, Ezu Neshech Hamal Vesela Behei Dinrim, Sosayim Chitna Bisholosh, Osir Mibnei Shu Noshech. Okay, someone figures that on his own. I'll lend you $1, give back $2. That's Neshech. Okay, that's obvious. That's ribbis, interest, by whatever name it goes. Fine. That's obvious. We're not going to even learn the second part of the Mishnah. It's too complicated. Let's get to the Gemara. With the Shavak, the ribbis, the Raisa, the Kamaforish, the Rabbonon, the second half of the Mishnah is the Rabbonon. Bichlal, the Raisa, the Neshech, the Tarbis, Chodem Milsehi. Why does it say the Neshech and Tarbis are two different things on the level of the Raisa? No. So apparently they're identical, they're synonymous. So the Gemara says Akasha, but it says two psukim. One has a pasuk called Nesha, one has a pasuk called Tarbis. So there should be two different things. You look on the side in the Torah Rasholim, as Katz v'losita in love a Nesha, over Marbis, which we call Tarbis, losita in Ochlecha. So you see two different things. Two different things. That's the question. So the Gemara suggests based on possibility. Let's go back to the pasuk. Kasbacha and Ochlecha. So what are you going to say? That Neshech is money and Tarbis is food. Not the Gemara throw that out as a possibility. Okay? What does that say? Neshech is Kesem and Ribis is Ochel. Betizbara, but you really mean that? You can Neshech below Tarbis with Tarbis below Neshech? How can it be? Neshech below Tarbis Echidam. And here's where we get serious. Till now it's just, we'll see later, just posturing. Echidam. Either osim meya be meya ve esrim, a person, I lend you 100 pennies, you're going to give me back 120 pennies. The word prutos, pennies, we use it synonymously. You know, a penny is made from copper. Oh, the prutos are made from copper in the olden days as well. That makes things a little bit easier for us, the Americans, to understand Sugas HaGemara. So a person, what? He lent them 100 pennies for 120 pennies. But what happened? Guess what? In the olden days, not true anymore nowadays. There were different coins and different coins of different values, and the ratio of the various coinages one to the other would fluctuate. So what fluctuated? Let's go slowly. Meikara, Kaima Meya Bedanka. When he lent them the money, the 100 pennies was worth a silver coin known as a danka. Well, of himself, Kaima Meya Vyashim Bedanka. Guess what? I said, I'll lend you 100, you give me back 120. But in terms of silver value, which you'll see soon is critical, it's a fair deal. Right? I lent you a danka, you gave me back a danka. Shoot, we were dealing with copper. Everyone knows copper is what's copper. Copper is nothing. Silver! That's important. Okay. That's what happened. That's the case that we're describing. That's exactly what happened. In that kind of case, says the Gemara, let's go slowly. So what happens? Neshech Ika, the Gemara suggests. That's called Neshech. Why? The Konochis lay bites him, the Koshachim in Amidi, the Loyoyev. Right? Because he gave him 100, he bit back 120. But Vitarbis Lecha, he made a profit, this Malvin. No such thing. The Lesle Revocha, the Danka Ose, the Danka Koshachim in Amidi. Now, why are we again, focus so much on silver, that's the topic of today's shiur. But for the moment, take it on faith. Silver rules. Okay? Fine. Sof, at the end of the day, the Gemara has to follow. Ibasame kara azlis. If you follow the original, hare neshech, hare tarbis. Both, 100 for 120. Ibasame sof azlis. Lo neshechika, lo tarbisika. Neither. Visu. Beyond that question. Tarbis below Neshech Echidam. He does if Meya be Meya make 100 for 100. Meikara kaima Meya bedanka. Ule besof Meya be Chumsha. An extra 20. Ibasa Meikara Azlis. Lo Neshech Lo Sabasika. Ibasa the Sof Azlis. Hare Neshech Hare Tarbis. Both. The numbers will come to later. Ela Marava. Iata Motzel Neshech Lo Tarbis. Lo Tarbis Lo Neshech. That's it. Not going any further today in this Gemara. Halavai, we should be able to figure out half the Gemara. but let's do our best. Okay, anyone questions before I go any further? I brought some significant aids with me. I brought a Schottenstein Gemara art scroll in Hebrew. I wonder if is there an English one from the new Hoffman collection? Anyone see? There is? Just not that one. Okay, but most people can read Hebrew. If you can't read Hebrew, you shouldn't be learning Ezra Nash. The other problem. So I have I bought the Masifter, and I bought the Schottenstein. So we have plenty of things to help us out just in learning Parshat Pshat, as well as beyond Parshat Pshat, of course. So please feel free to take any Sfarim from my pile. And the major sefer of amongst the Rishonim, this is number one. It's probably the Ritva. It's important to know the Ritva. This is the real Ritva. I brought up a couple, and there's some here, some people have on their own. This is the real Ritva. The Ritva on the shelf will be called the Miyuchas LaRitva. Used to be known as a Ritva. It's not. It's somebody else. Who? Somebody else. It's one of those Masechtas where there's a Ritva and a Miyuchas LaRitva. I brought one myself. I think we have one here too, the old Ritva sets. Can't even find them anymore. And Abbe Smedish and Yeshiva, I couldn't even find it. They're not Goyris, the old Svaram anymore. But okay, but by Rishon, anyway, back. Okay. So I guess my first source beyond the daf I want to read to you is the first Ritva. That was not in the Maram Akomis, so no one should feel bad not having seen it. The first Ritva in Perkei Zo Neshech. It comes in indirectly in the later Maram Akom, but whoever has a Ritva can open up. There should be a few around. There's probably one more behind me if you need one. Ezo Neshech. The first big Gemara, the Neshech Vitar Vizchada Milsi. Flo Mashkachas Lezeh Belo Zeh. V'yashanosheich U'mechaser Momen Chaveir Kori Neshech. Val Shem Shem Bisrab Shalo Kori Ribis. Or Tarbis or Marbis. V'tanet Hachikama. Ezo Neshech Shal Torah V'ezo Ribis Shal Devreyim. This we know already. The Gemara told us that. What's concerning the Ritva is why is this nomenclature utilized? Well, the fisha ribis shel Torah he kitzutza, very important phrase. I'm sure you've seen already. Ribis kitzutza means you set it up at the beginning. I'll give you 100. You give me back 110. That's the deal. Veniris chisron la'ayin. That's a bite. You can tell right away that he's being bit. He agreed to give back 110 for 100. Kara le'neshech. It's a bite. It's clear like a snake bite. Right, this week's parsha. Okay, Avol Ribis the Rabbanon, she'eno no sheikh bitchiloso, starts off innocent enough. Ve'eno chisara nikar, it's not obvious. Elishum b'sraba me'elav, it just sort of increases kagon. Saw b'saw, by now you've seen that expression, right? I'll lend you a measure of wheat. Give back a measure of wheat. Innocent enough. Well, what happens if the price of wheat went up in the interim? So I, the malve again. Now, of course, you lose too, but it's not so obvious that you lost, right? Because I gave you a sogim back a sog. You have to be a Talmud Chacham or an expert in the commodities exchange to know something happened over here. It's not so noticeable. So that's why it's only with the Rabbana. That's why it's called Marbis or Tarbis or Ribis. It gives other examples. The Lek of Ribis Ketutza. I didn't make a Ribis Ketutza. I lent you a bushel for a bushel. It could have gone down. Could have stayed the same. Could have gone up. Korle Tarbis. Stop. Okay. Adkan, just the introduction to the Perek by the Ritva. With me so far? Good. Let me ask you a question, Rabbi Osai. How do we paskin? My first shout out to you. It's a machlokes in the Gemara, so it seems a toot stadim in the Gemara. What a toot stadim in the Gemara? Do you go what? Do you go basa mekara or basa besof? So one of the Maramakomas they gave you, I think the first one, in the very first line, it says Mishnah, Gemara, ugrasha. Well, we start the Vilna Gaon. That's a dangerous place to start. Because, you know, the Gaon talks in the riddles. What's he talking about? So what's the first? What's the first of the Gaon? I and Agos Sashri. Okay, so let's take a look on Agos Sashri. He says to look, you have to look. So I put on the Rambam Kamasu. Agos Sashri Simon Aleph. Okay, it's open to the Rosh. Let's see what Agos Sashri Simon Aleph says. Okay. So what does he say? Something strange. Man the ozif meya be meya v'yestrim. Me kara kaima meya bedankel. V'sof kaima meya v'yestrim bedankel. Misafkale, he bossa me kara zina, bossa v'sof. V'lo ivshita. It's not resolved. V'yos adikach v'yemenu meya v'yestrim. Afal gav dahanu meya v'havishavi kimo elu meya v'yestrim. Kach matzosi. Unresolved. Okay. There's another Marah Malkam, which I did not put on, because I don't want it to overburden you, but this, it's important to get familiar with the whole, with all the Mepharshim that are printed in the Sefer. That's the Nimuke Yosef. Now I have you page numbers for Rambans and Nimuke Yosefs and Rifs with the old pages, because that's what I had when I was doing this. Some of you may have the new pages, but the new pages indicate where the old pages were, so that's very helpful. So I wrote down, let's see, Nimuke Yosef. Well, it's the beginning of the Perek, so let's just look there. I have the new edition with me, in front of me. Perek Chamishi. Okay. Let's take a look at the very beginning. The first Nimuke Yosef. Ezo Neshech goes through the story. Ubasame Koraz Linan, he says. Right? Dimhil Velo Selebe Hedinrin, Osasayim Chitin B'Shalosh. Afal Pishu Huzlu Achitin Vandu Shalosh B'Dmei Shtayim. We're not giving punishments. It was just a question of whether halacha lemaisa ribis ketutza, if the malva collected from the lova, the bet will take it away. So it's resolved. So we have the two greatest sources that we have, the Rosh and the Rif, on their respective commentaries, are fighting it out. Is it resolved or is it unresolved? So of course for us it's unresolved. We're not sure if it was resolved or unresolved. We are tanik tanik. But there's a machlokes and gedolei rishonim whether this question was resolved or whether it was unresolved. Everyone so far? And the Nimuke Yosef is a great gadol, but the one that he quotes throughout Shas, the two people that quote it most frequently in the Nimuke Yosef are the Ran and the Ritva. Throughout Shas, look at the Nimuke Yosef, you'll see. So it's the Ritva actually who spells out, this is on the Maror Makomos. The Ritva says in fact that it is resolved. Let's take a look. In Ritvayava, Ritvav, Vitizbara. Trying to make it a little bit shorter, just to read a fewer lines. Here we go, 15 lines down. The Im Kol Zef, it's my edition, it's page Tov Tzadik Gimel, about the 8th line. Lo Pirish Lanu HaTalmud Heichi Havi Hilchasa. Never says, it sounds like you're saying it's unresolved, right? It doesn't say in Shas. He has Zina Basimei Kara Basasov. Why not? Catch this, it's an unbelievable comeback. Should the pshitalon the cave and the chsevlos the siman of neshech the boss to make koraz lina? It's obvious. Doesn't say because it's obvious. Hagosah says doesn't say because it's not obvious. We don't know. It's unresolved. He says it doesn't say because it's obvious. Teda the saw b'saw shorim edaraisa. Rabbanu the asrua prepared the yakir vizili. Uvetiva shorim the ozufe mana b'mana. Afilu b'drabbanu. Afilu hilva the zeh saw b'shtayim. Obviously, the Nimuke Yosef copied from the Ritva. The words are almost identical. This is the source. So it's obvious. So my obvious question to you is, if it's obvious, why is it not obvious from the beginning of the Gemara? Yes?
I mean, even the Nimuke Yosef is not saying that the Gemara is resolved. It's just that the Gemara is focused more about the relationship between Meshech and Tarkus.
Oh.
It's not going to necessarily tell you.
Maybe you mean what I want to say. Maybe. Let's repeat the question. The Nimuke Yosef says, and the Ritva spells out much more clearly, it's obvious, it's so clear as day from throughout Mishnayis and everything, all the sources indicate in one direction. So my question was, but the Gemara, at the very beginning of the Perek, let's look at the Gemara. The Gemara seems to be in doubt. How can the Gemara be in doubt when it's clear as day to the Ritva that there is no doubt? So I want to make the following possibility. Suggestion. Listen carefully. The Havamina was, this is the Havamina, that there is Tarbis Doraisa without Neshech. Klar. That's the whole Gemara until the last line. According to that Havamina, it's Tarbis Doraisa without Neshech, then one could suggest, you know what? Basa B'Sof Azlina. It's a perfectly legitimate possibility. But once the Gemara comes to the conclusion that there's no Tara b'Isdaraisa without Neshech, impossible, then it becomes obvious that Bosa Meikara, based upon the Sosimon of Neshech, as the Ritzvah said. That's my suggestion. Maybe if that's what you meant, so that's what I meant too. So either you did or you didn't, but that's my suggestion. Yes?
What's the explanation for that?
Why it's
Bosa Meikara? No, that. When we think they're not the same, then it could be...
No. Look, this we asked the Kasha, how can the Ritva say it's obvious when the Gemara has a suffix? So I'm suggesting. Kol Zman, the Gemara thought that this Tarbis is the Raisa without Neshech, then it's not obvious. Then
you could,
why should it be obvious? It's when you go this way, you go that way. You follow the Lova, you follow the Malvin. But once the Gemara comes to the conclusion, there's no such concept as Tarbis without Neshech. It doesn't exist. Then it should be clear, says the Rebbe to everybody, that you follow the best of Meikar. I'm just making a suggestion.
But even once the Gemara realizes that there's not Neshech without Tarbis and Tarbis without Neshech, the Gemara still says, Yivos and Meikar is this Hari Neshech Hari Tarbis, and Yivos herself Hari Neshech Hari Tarbis.
No, I understand that. But the Gemara is still fluid. Until the Gemara comes to the final conclusion, when the Gemara says at the very end of the day, El Omar Rava, there's impossible one at the other, the Gemara is discussing possibilities of one at the other. As long as that it can have Tarbis or Raisa without Neshech, then it seems to be a bit of an open question. Do you follow Basa Meikara or Basov? But once the Gemara comes to the conclusion that there's no such thing, then perhaps it's a self-understood that Basa Meikara. I'm making a suggestion, you don't have to like it. I'm just giving you a shot why the Ritva is so clear, so obvious when the Gemara said it's not obvious. That's my suggestion. Don't know. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. I have a more basic question. And we know that the Issa of Ribbis is Issa with Doraisa when it comes to two Jews. Right? Everyone knows through the Perek throughout that if a non-Jew obligates himself to a Jew to a non-Jew, there's no problem with Ribbis. Right? Everyone knows that? So before we get to... Now you learned that Ribbis is in Yeridea. Let's discuss Choshen Mishpat for a minute. Okay? Yaakov borrows from John or John borrows from Yaakov. Take your pick. It doesn't matter which way. Ribbis is perfectly acceptable and permissible. Yeah, but how does it become obligatory? In halacha. In other words, I my name is Yaakov. John, lend me a dollar. Oh, Yaakov, sure. Give me back a dollar and a quarter. Okay, I need the dollar right now. So I agree. Okay, now I don't want to pay him. It comes to a Bezdin. Will Bezdin tell me I have to pay? Well, Bezdin, show you straw. John, I'll go to your Bezdin. I'm happy to go to your Bezdin. We both repeat the same facts. He lent me a dollar, and I promised him back a dollar and a quarter. So now I say that's Drum Batalim. He gave me a dollar, I owe him a dollar. Why should I have to pay him a dollar and a quarter? You agree to it? You agree to it. I agree to it. Drum be Alma. So if you were sitting at the bed, the din Torah, what would you say? You're ahead of me. Shonim, you're so far ahead of me. So far ahead of me.
To finish the Torah that Ribbis is Usher in general, so it's no Usher by a guy. So then when you're Mechayev yourself and you're Mechayev yourself.
So the Holy Council says that it's obvious, it's implicit throughout the entire Perek, whenever you're Mechayev yourself, you're Mechayev yourself. That's it. So in Choshen Mishpat, no doubt about it, I have to pay a dollar and a quarter because I agreed to pay a dollar and a quarter. He gave me a dollar. So I could agree, I'll pay it back only 75 cents too. Whatever you agree. Whatever the upmach, whatever the understanding of the agreement was, that's what's determinant. That's what you're suggesting. Okay, that's a perfectly logical suggestion. Now the following shayla I'll ask you. Okay? I lend 100 prutas to a guy. When I lent him 100 prutas, it was worth a mor kesef. Okay? Now, there are 100, by the time I want to pay him back, there are 120 prutas to a mor. How much do you have to pay? I said nothing. So nothing. 100 prutas. You're sitting on the bezin now. The Jew, the guy, they agree. So the Jew says, hey, Mr. Jones, it's true that I lent you 100 prutas, right? It was worth a ma. Now there are 120 prutas to a ma. So the guy wants to pay me back 100, which are worth less. I wanted to pay him back 120. Now, be an unprejudiced Bezin Shal Yisrael. Come on, no bias in favor of the member of Amir. What's it in? New counselor. So the Marashdam discusses this. And the Marashdam says, L'chol shemishvat simen ayin dalet, you got to pay 120. Frek the machna Ephraim is against the Gemara. Neshechika. It's called, now, if they made up Neshech, they made up Neshech, but they didn't. So why should you have to pay him so much? Oh. So now, we enter into the world of recent Gedolei Olam. We have Kovetz Shurim. Everyone knows Kovetz Shurim? Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Shem Yim Kom Dama. He gets into the act.
Okay. What
was
the kasha?
Neshech Ika implies that that's an additional obligation in this direct case. And they never agreed to an additional obligation. So I want to read you the words of Rabbi Chanan, the holy words. There's a Rabbi Chanan Bava Metzia, which I don't think we have here in Abayis Medrash. Unless someone has it privately. I don't think we have it here. It could be some Chelik Beis. We have Chelik Beis? I'm not sure. If you have Chelik Beis, maybe it's there. But he refers you back to what he wrote elsewhere. I'll read you the words elsewhere. Read you the words. Okay. Listen carefully. It's in Ksubis Os Kuf Samach. Chov Halva Lo Mikri Milva Ksuva B'Torah. Who learned Kiddush this year? Raise your hand. Good chunk. Okay. So you know what I'm talking about. Milva Ksuva B'Torah means it's almost a contradiction in terms. The word Milva we associate with a Halva. No. Milva is an obligation. An obligation. Pinyin Aben. No questions asked. You have a Bechor. You owe 5 slum. No one asked you. I never agreed. You don't have to agree. The Torah imposes it upon you. Milvak Suri B'Torah. Okay? Chov Alva is not called Milvak Suri B'Torah. Why? Shum Desvari Dehalo V'Tzarech L'Shalim. Makes logical sense. You borrow 100, you got to pay back 100. It's Fekter Abachon of Tzarechin. The Mabakach Desvari Nami. Levada Kosta B'Torah. V'Kogam Eriksuva B'Torah. But it all says in the Torah. It says it in the Torah. Okay? Umay Greyusa. Behadika Nami Svara. Because if you look in the Sugan Kiddushin as far as Shibudim, etc., Luksuva B'Torah, am I correct? Is a stronger Shibud. So why is Halva less? Just because you happen to obligate yourself, it should be more, not less. Says the Heilige Rabbi Chanan. Ksuva B'Torah means Dechiyuva Rami Rachmana Alei. The Torah imposed it on you. Avachov Avahu Neshechiyev Es Atzmo L'Shalem. Uva Torah Kosov L'Shalem Mashechiyev Es Atzmo. So by Shomrim, the Torah makes him chayav because you accept it upon yourself. Okay. This being the case, you mechayev yourself. How much you mechayev yourself? Whatever you say. Saw b'saw, prutus b'prutus. Don't ask what the Torah said. The Torah only says, keep your word. Keep your word. So if your word is this, your word is that. Whatever your word is, we have to keep your word. The Torah says, whatever motzvah sasecha tishmor, I'm using it loosely. You said you borrowed $100 and you said nothing. Obviously pay back $100. Right? So back to the Marashdam. You said nothing. You lend 100 prutas. Right? Got to pay back 120. Why? Because again, silver is king. Silver is king. Interestingly, the Marashdam is referring to what I call the Stam case. A Stam case depends upon silver and call it Tarakula. Our Gemara says, Ospek Kuf Bekuf Chav is Neshech. No, they were Kotzets. It wasn't Stam. This terrace is found in the Or Samech. Is there an Or Samech here? You have one on our shelf? Somewhere? I think we should have one. If you have some math, give me, I'll show you where to find it. Interesting answer. So I don't have one?
I think I've used one here before.
Yeah, I all recall, so recall. Okay, you look it up. It's in Hilchos Mava Volove, Perek Dal Alocha Yud Beis. We have a chance. Okay, so that's what he's suggesting. The Kash, the Machna Ephraim, is from the Gemara. It depends if it's Stam or if there's a Ketzitza. Now we have another Sefer over here called the Chidushei HaGranat. Ooh. Okay. Chidushei HaGranat. Kuf Samach Dalet. It's a complicated piece. I'm not going to read you the whole piece. It's the last piece in Bava Metzia. Goes on the end of the parak. In this piece, Kuf Samach Dalet, he's like this. He says a distinction between an object, such as chitin, as opposed to coins, such as the Maharaj Dam's case. Coins will depend upon value, and the value is measured by silver. So therefore, you borrow 100, you have to get back 120, because if you only really care about value, all coins are of value. But when it comes to saw b'saw, so you borrowed a bushel of wheat, you got to get back a bushel of wheat. Why don't you peg it to value? We don't automatically peg objects to value, because objects are objects. That says over here, an interesting chiddush here in the Granat. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, that the idea of Rabbi Chanan, that you're mechayev yourself, this explains to us why not only you mechayev yourself, as we just said the case before, 100, but it can also be 120. Were it not for the laws of Ribbis, if I borrow 100 and I promise to give you back 120, that obligates me. That's what obligates me. That's what they quote from Reb Chaim, that the chov depends upon the ktsitsa. I'll give you an example. I want to sell you a pen. Who wants to guess how much this pen is worth? 10 cents.
Dollar.
50 cents. No one knows. Whatever we if I agree to sell it for 50, it's 50. It's 75, it's 100. Whatever we agree, it's agreed. Demei HaMekach. So Reb Chaim is quoted as saying, this is Demei HaAlvoah. You give back 100, how much do they pay back? Anybody's guess. 90, 200, whatever you agree to. It's a little bit counterintuitive. That's what Reb Chaim says, and that's based upon this same yesod. It's interesting, Reb Naftali Trump in the Chiddush HaGranat tries to prove that the Maharaj Dam is right. When it comes to coins, it depends upon the value from the Sefer. There could be Tarbis Doraisa, according to the Havamina of the Gemara, 100 for 100, if the Prutus became more valuable. So why is that considered Tarbis Doraisa, according to the Machna Ephraim? You're obligated. Depends upon silver. The kid says he's trying to prove that it's all silver related. We haven't yet explained why everything in the world depends upon silver. I keep stalling off. I say silver rules, silver's king, but where do you get it from? I'm sorry.
How did the Kedushei Granat answer the Kasha? Because the Gemara was also talking about coins, and it still said Neshef Ika when it went up in value.
First of all, let me leave you here to look it up, and listen to the details. It's page Samer Beis through Dalet, or 404 to 406. And tomorrow we'll go into it if you want a little greater detail. I have to get a certain place today, which I won't get to if I get involved in that. I have to go further than that. Let me just go a little bit further. Slowly, it's very important. So Rabbi Chanan has more to say about this parsha. This is in Ksubis Kuf Samach. But we've been speaking till now on the level of the Oraisa. Now, of course, as we know that Sa B'Sa, you figured out by now, is Usher on the level of the Rabbanon. Okay. So, I'm reading to you Rabbi Chanan's words in Baba Kama, Os Kuf Lamed. You see from the Gemara, Ilab Misham Ribis, Chayev Lases Lochitin, Gam Kishahukru. Right? That's clear in the Gemara. Sob is sob, and the rice, you get back on the sob, but it's not even what's worth it. Vitzarachin, Timkein Lama Yosim Hashem Ribis, Tloshayach Ribis, Alehecha Shenos Yosim Mash Alvo Amachai Vaso, Avalocha Tzarech Los Lechitin, Humidin Alvo Atzma, Dechitin Yar, Vechitin Shokil. Hey! Why should it be usur? You're just giving back what you're required to give back. I borrowed chitin, I give back chitin. What are the answers? Tzarech lomar, the mikol makom usur chachamim mishum de mechzei keribis. It looks like ribis. We'll get to this later on at various levels of different. It's hard to. I think there are four different levels. We'll get to that as we go. It looks like ribis. It looks like ribis. That's what it says here too. Looks like ribis. Gentlemen, from this fact, that in Kamas Achitin depends upon the Shavius, and therefore if it gets more, it's considered to be Ribis. And they say the only reason it's not Ribis nor Isa is because there's no Ktitza. Right? Bushel for bushel. Could go up, could go down, could say the same. Right? So, Fakert, the opposite of what Rabbi Chanan said. Rabbi Chanan says, you see from here that you borrow wheat, you pay back wheat. So why is it also with Rabban? Merzik Keribis. But the Chazanish, we have Chazanish over here, you can look it up in Baba Kama, says, Fakert, that the fact that there exists an Easter of Saw B'Saw indicates that it should depend upon Shavius. And therefore, Saw B'Saw is considered to be Ribis. And the only reason why it's not Darais is because no Ktsitsa. Goes the opposite other way around. And now we come back, Rabosai, to the Gemara and Perek Hazov. It's impossible to even begin Ezron Eshra seeing some background. That's what's talking about the silver being king. Right? That's you can't start. So you know the fundamentals, the basics. The Chazanish can look it up. It's in Simen Baba Kama Ches Os Tesvav. We talked about the Machna Ephraim. You'll see it's right there. So let's go back to the Gemara in Perek Hazov. This is on the Maram Makomas again. And if you don't see this Gemara, you just you don't know why silver is king. So, ironically, the name of the Perek is Azov, not Akesef. You know. Look at the Rishalmi, you have to look at different Meisham and Beisilu. Whatever, we're not going to all the Prater right now. But the first words in the Perek are Azov Kones Akesef. What does that mean, Azov Kones Akesef? What do the words mean? Lengthy Rashi, I'll give you a summary of the Rashi. That means that we pass in halacha that Meshichas Kone, but the Doraisa, the Rabbanan, Machlokas of Yochanan Mishlokish. Okay? So, Hazav, if I pull the gold, that's called Meshicha of a Chefetz, which is Kohen as a Kesef, which demands that you pay me back in silver. So, a gold is considered to be an object, and Kesef is considered to be currency. I'm just giving you a paraphrase of the first four words in the Perek. With me so far? That's the long Rashi. The long Rashi says so on opening Rashi in Perek Hazav. Okay, fine. It's interesting that Rebbe changed his mind. Take a look. Because Rebbe in his youth said, HaKesef Kones Hazav. Now when you get older, you say, Hazav Kones HaKesef. Okay? So what did he think originally? The last three lines. When he was young, he thought, Dava Dechoshiv HaVeitiva. Gold is more obvious, even to this day, it's worth much more than silver. By definition, since it's worth more, it's the currency. Relatively speaking, silver is considered an object, right? Some chattel, it's not considered to be currency. Okay? No. And here's the key line. Kaspa, turn the page. The Charif Havi Tiva. What does Charif mean? The top Rashi is key. What does the Charif mean? Yotze behotzava over la socher. Where's the phrase over la socher come from? Pashas Chayesara, right? I think people, that's by Shani, right? That's not the last word before Shani. So, that's everyone knows it because everyone knows it helps about Curry when it comes before Shani. Abba Meir Shel, over la socher. Chorif means it's sharp. Everyone, it's currency. It's legal tender. It's acceptable everywhere. So, that's considered to be yotze behotzava. It's easily spendable. And therefore, Rebbe, in his older age, came to the conclusion that that's considered to be the currency. That's how we pass in halacha. That's considered to be the currency. Okay. So now we're on the top line of Memheim and Aleph. Also, Lilvos Dinar B'Dinar. What does that mean? Rashi. Shema Yokiru V'yavol Adei Ribis U'V'Dinar Zav. Come on. Can we refer? Hey! It's no less different than Sova Sova. Was it a bushel of wheat and a gold coin? They're both not the official currency. Currency is silver. Silver rules. Psh. Dina demai. What do you mean? That means even when Rebbe thought, that's the Pashup Shad Gemara, that maybe gold rules, those in American history know about the gold standard, the silver standards of presidential elections were determined by this. I'm not going to go into Bryant for the and his proponents and opponents. Those who know a little bit, no. Okay. But even if you hold it's the gold standard, silver cannot be viewed as an object. Why? Because silver is very spendable. So maybe gold is on a higher level, perhaps, but it's hard to say that we should equate silver with so b'so. El pshita dina shel zav v'dina shel zav. Ulema. Either beis ha-hilel or amre tiva havi. El ala beis shamai. What's going on over here? El shmami no. What the Rabbi Yochanan the Yomai in Mechalan. Oh, what's Mechalan have to do with? Chilu mais ha-sheni is v'nasata ba-kosef. Kosek in Parshas Re'ei. And there's this question whether you use to transfer the sanctity of the Ma'is HaSheni from the fruits to the coins and back to the fruits using silver, using gold, etc. I can't go into all the Pratim right now. I'm just reading the Gemara for the moment. Just a few lines of the Gemara because we can't read too much. We'll see soon some of this, what these things mean. Okay? Lo, Le'olim Alach of Yochanu, Dabba Mechalin, Mishani Halvo, Kevim Adelinim Mekachu Memkar, Shavir Abanon Kipera, the Arminon Iu Niu, the Okir Vizil, the Gabi Halvon Ami Pera Havi. This is a klal gadol. Currency can never change its value. It is the measure of all other values. I repeat, whatever is defined as currency, you don't say the currency goes up or down. You know, today they have on the, you hear on the radio, the yen, the dollar, all things go up and down. In the olden days, there was a currency in a particular country. That currency, by definition, is the measure of all value. And even though what we call today inflation, and everything, the price of everything goes up, it's not how halacha looks at it. No. Halacha says, not the pshat that the money is cheaper, which is the real truth. I mean, it's true. The money has been devalued through the inflation. And everything else, of course, just moved accordingly. No. In halacha, the money is always the same. Later down the road, if you have a chance, we'll discuss possible exceptions. But and the all the products will go up or down in value. Okay? Let's see over here. Okay, now we have a star. Oh, that's as far as we're going. In other words, even though it's considered to be a coin with respect to Chilul Ma'is HaSheni, nonetheless, with respect to ribis, it's a problem. Why? It's considered to be a commodity. And commodities, you may not lend. Oh. Now, so what happens over here? When it comes, you get an impression from this analysis, when it comes to chitin, you follow value, right? And if a saw b'saw is osur, perhaps even what we call medina midrabbana, not just merzik ribis, that's what the chaznish's approach. And when it comes to matveya, you follow the matveya, and you don't follow the shavius, and therefore it's osur only michumra. It could be the opposite of what we saw before from the granat, based upon the chaznish. Again, it could be arguing back and forth. But I want to tell you one more thing. Listen very carefully. There are those who claim, and this is very important, there is Reb Chaim's vort, whatever I say is binding. There are those who disagree. Yeah, you're allowed to disagree with Reb Chaim. There's no chiyuv. I'm potter and dinim amanus. You gave me a dollar, I said I'll give you back $1 and $1.10, I'm potter. Why? Because the reason I'd be chayiv fundamentally is priyas balchov mitzvah, and priyas balchov mitzvah is only the 100. Of course, the problem is who learned kiddushin? Who learned kiddushin? You learn the sugya in kiddushin davav. You get a clear impression that gemara in kiddushin davav that there really is an obligation. The ribbis obligation really exists. really exists. And if a Makadish B'milv will be Mekudeshes, then you can Makadish and Isha with the Chov of Ribis. Yes. And that's what Rashi says there. The Ridvah of Wolpe Farish over there in Kiddush Navav. So it sounds that Reb Chaim is right, that the obligation really does exist. Oh. Let's go slow. The lashon of the Gemara in Kiddushin is Bahanoas Milva Mekudeshes. Hanoas Milva. So could be pshat, there is Hanoah by having money in your hands. We know that from and that's halachically Hanoah. How do you know? Ever learned Makas Tav Gimel? Who ever learned Makas Tav Gimel? People learn Makas, you get to Tav Gimel at least. So there it says Adam Zomerman. Right, they testified, turns out that they're costing somebody money because it's being paid later than they would have been paid otherwise. Right? We all know that's in reality, having the money earlier is better. And the halacha recognizes it because it tells you to have to pay in case of Adam Zomerman in such a circumstance. So it comes out that in such a circumstance there could be possibilities of ribis, of value, halakhically recognized value. Oh. But let's now understand what the Melchama says. That's what the last Maramakam on this short is, the Melchama Hashem, Rabosai. Give a look. It's Chav Vav in the old Dapim. It's the first Melchama in the Perek Azov. We'll see what the Melchama has to say. Here we go. It's on page Ayin Aleph in the new print. It's page Chav Vav Amud Aleph in the old print. Okay, so of course the Balamah always attacks the Rif. That's Maisa B'chol Yom, right? Maisa B'chol Yom. So the Rif, the Balamah said, it's in bold print in my edition, and it's in the Satsad HaMacham HaStatsu, because of a Sefer Amor. Masha Kosev of a Rif, the Indian Paris, the Metaltlin, Dahava Tivahavi, which means gold, even though gold is not the first rate currency, silver is, nonetheless, with respect to other fruits, we're going to view gold as a coin. Okay? Says the Balamar, Lo Nirli Dvarov. It's not true. I think the Rif is wrong. He got it from Meiser. So the Balamor says, Ain din Meiser din Mekas Lamemka Shovin. It may be a coin for Pidyon Meiser Sheni, but it's not a coin with respect to anything else. Adkan, the Balamor's claim. Says the Ramban, Amra Kosef. Yeshi Lahoshiv, Ulatamei, the Mai the Tonabi Alduso, Vahutana Svili Kavasei. The Kaspel Lagabe Dava Peirahavi. Right? There's one opinion that says since gold is more important, so we use the gold standard. And silver is considered to be a commodity with respect to gold. Kevan Lin Mekachu Memkar Shavi Rachmona Kepera Lin Halva Nami Dina Shal Kesef Dina Shal Kesef Usur. Yeah? Really? Can't, right? In Kesef Tavas Ami, you can't take Neshel. We light it out the Kesef. Well, that could be the Rabbana. We'll get to that later. Elika Lememar, the Shani Kesef, came in the Chorif, Lohave Karibis, the Kesef Lagabe Navshei, Mahanyole Churfe, that we're going to say that since, even if gold is the standard, no one's going to say that you can't lend silver coins for silver coins because it's more expendable. And watch this now. That means copper pennies. The linyan mekach umemgar shavinerach rabbanan kepera. Right, the choshes is considered less than both gold and silver, less important to be considered currency. Okay, watch this. Linyan ribis lo ola al das adam she also lilvos. Mos b'mos. No one said you can't lend silver for silver, presumably kappa for kappa. Tim tim salama v'kesef shasali alduso lo yichbas non kevin lo kaimel anachi. So the Ramban is saying over here that we have leniencies with respect to lending coins, which we don't have with respect to other objects. Other objects. That's what the Ramban seems to be saying. It's gold. You know, gold is not so sharp. You have to. No one's going to want to necessarily use gold. Gold is more valuable. You know, you hear on the radio, buy gold, buy gold, buy gold, buy gold. Yeah, but you go into a store with gold. We can't. We have no change for this. You know, we can't do anything with it. Okay, Rabbi Osai. Bismana is there. This whole discussion of gold, silver, and copper is completely irrelevant. Because all governments, to the best of my knowledge, have only one currency system. One currency system. In America, it's called dollars. I have quarters and nickels and dimes. It's all symbolic. It's all one system. It's dollars. Okay? It's all dollars. It's all dollars. In Israel, it's shkalim. I have agurot and I have half shekel, 10 shekel, 2 shekel, 10. It's all shkalim. Gentlemen, it's obvious to almost anybody that in America, a shekel, b'mechilas kvod medinas Yisrael, is considered a commodity. You go into a store with a shekel, it won't get you too far. I think even if you go into a borough park where they can read Hebrew, I don't think you're going to get too far with shekel. Maybe you can do your favorite in this unusual case. Okay? You can't spend it. What about a dollar in Israel? We have many people everyone has been in Eretz Yisrael. What's the status of a dollar in Eretz Yisrael? That's a big question. Big, big question. This question has undergone many, many ups, downs, and arounds because the laws have changed and the facts have changed in the last decades. It's important to note that the number one sefer in Ribbis is the Bris Yehuda. Rav Bloy is Zechet Tzadik L'Vracha. I see him walking in Ramat Hashkol, Sanhedrin area. Was a major Talmud Chacham for the, and he was a banker. Yeah, so you know, he was a banker, and they said, "What are you doing as a banker? You're such a big Talmud Chacham." He learned more as a banker. He was always looking at the svarim between the customers, whatever it is. It came out. It's the Madura Shnia in Tav Shin Lamed Tes. The Madura Rishona has come from Tav Shin Lamed Vav. That means the Sefer is more than 40 years old. A lot's happened in the last 40 years. I don't just mean a lot's happened in the last 40 years, that's in general, but in terms of the Israeli currency, the last 40 years has been, I think 40 years is still the lira, am I correct? Not sure when they changed the shekel. But the shekel Yashin came useless. Shekel Chodosh. It's very complex, the history of the Israeli currency. Some of dollars, although there's been some changes by us too, but a little bit more stable. Okay? So he says over here as follows, like this. Rav Moshe is a tshuva in Yerodei Chelek Gimel. At that point when he wrote the tshuva, the lira was very, very, very weak. So if you Rav Moshe writes, if you're lending liras, you're throwing out money. I'll give you 100 liras, give you back in a month. You give it back once, it's worth much, much less. And therefore he told, this was a tshuva to Ezra's Torah. Ezra's Torah, as you know, is a big major gemach in Eretz Yisrael. The money is American money, fundamentally. He told them, only lend out dollars in Israel. This is 1980. Rav Moshe assumes, perhaps, this is a tshuva which is an Orachaim Chelek Hay, which you know was printed posthumously, but still this looks authentic. Simen Mem Gimel, that even a person lends Stam Shkolim in Eretz Yisrael, he suggests he had to pay back dollars. Remember, he was talking at a time when the lira was going like, you know, it was plunging. Every tkufa is a little bit. That's what he said. The Bris Yehuda, by contrast, living in Yerushalayim and knowing very well the facts, he was also writing in the mid to late 70s. He thinks that dollars are considered to be pay rate, even though you can use dollars in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi says, anyone here ever spent a dollar in Eretz Yisrael and had it accepted? Raise your hand. Have you ever been turned down when you want to pay for dollars? Okay, so someone's been turned down. You are correct. And according to Bris Yehuda verbatim, he says in his words, Eino chorif kol kach lotes ba'otza kimat be'a ha'chuki shel osa ha'medina. It's not as, you know, legal tender, a shekel. You got to accept a shekel. No one can say no to a shekel. But a dollar, I can't deal with dollars. When I was there, people loved dollars. But despite that fact, there are some people that don't give me dollars. I think both are true. It depends who the person is, how he deals with his life. I'm not going into all these pratim. Okay. We could, however, suggest, even the Bris Yehuda says, maybe we should consider permit lending a dollar for a dollar. Why? Because B'metzias, quote, Harbe mischorim v'asokim nasim v'nikborim lefi dolarim. I'm told that even to this day, I'm not sure if it's true, a big purchase, like a house, a dira. Anyone know about buying diras these days in Eretz Yisrael? Does it still go with the dolarim? Shkolim? Okay, I'm happy that the economy visual is improving. Yeah. Yes?
I heard this here from Solovsky that came a few years ago. I thought that he mentioned there that recently they started using Shkolim for the purchases also.
Oh, I'm happy to hear it. I repeat again. I'm happy to hear that. Kamatam Shlomo Zalman with an unbelievable Kiddush. Here, I'll show it to you. Mincha Shlomo, Simen Chav Zayin, Os Gimel. Shlomo Zalman is very, very creative, as we all know. But, you know, many of his creative svaras, they sound so logical to us if he says it. You know, we would never think of it on our own. That makes him for the Gdol Yador. Okay. Yodua dematbea shel, is Chav Zayin, Oz Gimel. Yodua dematbea shel medina acheres chashuva b'medinoso kepeira. Everyone knows that, you know. A shekel in Eretz Yisrael, it's a commodity. It's a commodity. It's nothing. I'm not sure it's true. Why? We saw the Gemara in Azov. Ilei Medina Shel Kesef. Medina Shel Kesef. The Gabbai Navshei Mikol Mandav Alav Tiva Havi. What's the Maskon that's considered to be payment? Havo. It's a Machlokas or Rishonin. If Kesef for Kesef is Usur, if you hold, it's considered to be payment. The Gabbai Zov. We just saw the Melchamas. The Melchamas says no one holds this awesome, and others say there is. People say it is awesome. Okay? And the Meiri says, well, it's called a Matbea, it's never saw a saw. Listen carefully. The main value was the silver, gold, or copper. That was the main value. Rak oz armina, the Matbea shel Medina acheres, yeshadin peira. Because, you know, the extra add-on value is not so significant in this country. And the main value is just metal. Metals are plain metal slugs. Those are simply, you know, bars. Those are just commodities. Ma'ashengim is manenu. Hare ein shum hevdel ben shtar shel dollar echad l'shtar shel mea dollar. I mean, it means with the value of the paper. Ki im biglal haskum shekosav alanir. Once it's one, once it's 100. That's what we assume. We'll get to it a little bit more later. What's a dollar worth in Israel? The paper's worth nothing. What's it worth? I give you a dollar in the holy Yerushalayim. I give you a dollar. You know what it's worth? Go to Washington, D.C. That's what it really is. Yilav mishim d'choshev k'kesef yolso medina asher shavu mamash matbeya d'kitz v'kevesh ken mistaber Shafil the toast was the savage. And gam kesef bekesef asur. Bishop saw besaw. Leman the saw davatim against the Ramban. Mikomakom bechagon da yosef niraloma. Shagam la toastos mischashin bezeh legabe nafshei. Varei tivahavi. Hova kol yodim. Shalavim imenu ela dover kazeh. Shekola erech shalohu rak ba'osa medina. The choshev shamat bed the gitzvah tzarachim. How do you like that svar from Shlomo Zalman? It's just paper. The paper is only meaningful in Washington D.C. So I'm standing in Yerushalayim giving you a dollar. I'm fundamentally giving you a dollar in Washington. So you pay me back a dollar in Washington. We happen to be geographically located in Jerusalem. This is a fascinating svara. Fascinating svara. Wow. 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 It's a chiddush nifla benaru. Wow.
Rebbe, that would
be
fun.
Yeah.
He's saying it would be
tibba,
so even
really
shekel in the United
States, would be tibba? It could be. If you're silly enough to accept a loan of a shekel in New York, you pay back a shekel in New York, and it's fine, because a shekel in New York is so meaningless. I don't want to say that. You shouldn't be most ashamed when Eretz Yisrael. But maybe he'd compare a shekel in... I asked according to Shlomo Zalman. You probably allowed to lend a silver dollar in Jerusalem for a silver dollar in Jerusalem too, because silver dollars are also nothing really. It's a value in Washington. So then the shekel will be the same because it's worth something in Jerusalem. That's the pashas. Now it's interesting, the Chazon Ish is against that. Chazon Ish, Siman Ayin Beis, Sifkot and Tes, says no. We do not consider a matbea to be a matbea, an international matbea. No. He didn't hold for this chiddush of Shlomo Zalman. What does Rabbi Yoshev say? We're talking about the Gedolei Ador. What does Rabbi Yoshev say? So they quote him as saying that a dollar in Eretz Yisrael is considered to be tiva. Why? Quote, "Uvnei Adam madifim nekvoas hamechir bedollar mikevan shu matpei yichazak yosef mehashekel." When was this written? In 1999. Yeah, but you know, there were terrible, runaway, crazy inflations in the lira in earlier years. And at one point in time, the law in Israel prevented you from owning dollars. You know, Rabin lost the election to Menachem Begin, I think, in 1977, because his wife had a dollar account. So, it's considered to be a scandal. You know, so that's how the law. The laws change from time to time. The laws changed. There's someone who wrote, "Ruba the Ruba Shalachanios Ena Mekablos Also Kamat Peayotze." In those days, maybe shoot today, I don't know, because things changed. Most stores would not take a dollar. It was illegal to hold dollars and things. So why am I going to take a dollar? Once they legalize it, then maybe things changed. It's hard to know. It's really hard to know what to do with this. It's hard to know. Bottom line, if you're an Eretz Yisrael and someone wants to borrow a dollar, you have a problem. Not everyone agrees with its mutter. Because it could be considered to be saw b'saw. Right? It's a commodity. But it's a very simple solution to the problem. No. If you saw them in the Gemara, yeshlo. What does yeshlo mean? A person has a dollar. That's it. Most people don't borrow dollars. They borrow $100, a bigger sum. So if the guy has a small amount of money in his pocket, do you have any money? I have something. I have a dollar, yeah, but I need $20 now. So I'm allowed to lend you the $20, because even if it's saw, it's yeshlo. The lumdus of yeshlo, we haven't gotten to saw the Rashi's. As you see, as if it's kone, but I'm not going to all the product of how yeshlo works. There's a pilpul in the post. What about a penny? Is that also yeshlo? Some say, why not? It's part of the same scale. A penny, a dollar is all the same thing. So I don't know. Most people have a dollar in their pocket somewhere. Most people in Israel have at least $1 to their name. So that would be a heter of yeshlo. Without yeshlo, big machlokas to this day, will you allow to lend dollars in Eretz Israel? Yes, sir.
Does it matter, let's say, two Americans are visiting Israel? Is there more like room for
them? What's the difference? I don't see the difference. I don't see much difference. I don't see it. Any questions? I try to end on time, at least the first day. So tomorrow, with maybe a couple of pickups from this loose ends. I want to start the next series of Maamakomas. Get to the Gemara. Tildav Samach Aleph Amad Aleph. Siyata Deshmach.